They headquartered down in Florida for years and then in Alabama, and then they finally came to the Grand Ole Opry. Virginia Boy.
Folks again, and we certainly appreciate everybody being so kind here today with all of us, and we appreciate all the requests we've had to do. We can do a few of them here on this part of the show. Here's one that we still get a lot of requests to do around the Grand Ole Opry, and it was on the back side of the record that Ralph mentioned a while ago. This is one called It's a Long Way to the Top of the World.
Like a hunger.
Well, thank you very much. We haven't got too much time because we've got a lot more people who will entertain you folks here tonight. But we meant to do this on the other show, and we run out of time, so I'm going to feature a banjo player over here. Because, as I mentioned earlier, for you folks who might not have been here, he's only 15 years old, and we think he does a great job as a banjo player. And we're going to get him to sing one first this time, and, well, he picks and sings, too. But we found out last year that he could sing, and he goes over real big with this one. A song that I'm sure you've heard quite a few times recently on TV shows and around. So let's give a hand to a little 15-year-old banjo player, Carl Jackson. What do you say?
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free, love. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind the couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some time. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. That keeps you ever gentle. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we'd been together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. Well, the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us. And some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to her, I cannot see walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing. My cup of soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a rough and cold pile and a dirty hat thrown low across my face. Through cup towns, round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast in time. That you're waving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, never a gentle.
Carl Jackson there. We're real proud of Carl, and we'll do that for his mother and dad and his sister, who's also visiting with us here today. And I'm sure they're real proud of him, as all of us are. Keep it up. 15 years old and still single. How about that? I think. But they sure chase him, though. We're going to have to put a blindfold on him or something to keep him with us. All right, we're going to get back to some more music here, and we had some more requests for some of the songs that we have in our new album, which is the Salute to the Leuven Brother album, and here's a song we'd like to do for you that we've been singing for quite a few years, and we hope you folks might enjoy it here tonight. This is called My Baby's Gone. Again, I'm sure you folks have heard a lot of good fiddle playing on the show here today because we had some good ones around. We're real proud of Joe over here because he really puts them over big in a big way. He plays in a big way. So let's give a hand once again to Joe Green on his fiddle. Thank you. right, thank you very much. Joe Green there, and a real good job when called the... That's the best I've heard old Joe Clark play it, I do believe you. All right, we're going to do a song here. This is a record we came out about 3 or 4 months ago, and we had some requests for both sides of it, and we appreciate this very much. So we'll do the side here that quite a few people have asked us to do, and I'm sorry we don't have time to do both sides. We'll do this one for you. This is one called "Then I'll Stop Going for You." Thank Doug Green back here on the bass for helping us out today. As I mentioned on our earlier show, that our bass man is in the National Guards, and this is his week to go out on the field and rough it a little bit. And right now, we're going to do a song that out of another album that we had, which was a very popular album. This was one of our first albums that we came out with, but we did something a little bit different than the regular bluegrass type songs that we had been doing. And this was a pretty successful move for us, and we certainly appreciate everybody who helped us to make this one of our big records. And recently, this song has came out with Buck Owens. We didn't make it to number one, but he probably will. But we'd like to do our version of one called "Johnny Be Good." right. You folks have really been very kind to all of us here on the show today, and we have really enjoyed trying to pick and sing some for you. And I'm very sorry we had no time to get on all the requests we were asked to do. But there's another that we had out about 6 or 8 months ago that's a pretty good record for us. This is one called Yonder Comes the Freight Train.
Off the freight train out of Nashville, rode it up to Ohio. I bumped my way on into Detroit, stayed there for a month or so. What a ride to Chicago with a truck driving man. Stayed there for the summer, singing with a country band. Every time I heard the freight train, lonesome was alone. I think about the good girl I had waiting for me at home.
We appreciate you folks being so kind to us, and which one you got there? We had a quest for 2 here. I'll tell you what, we haven't done this today, and we certainly appreciate Ralph Emery for helping us make this a pretty big record back when we first joined the Grand Ole Opry, and we're going to do a few folks here, and if everybody can get wound up, we'll see if we will start an F, and is everybody for himself after that? So this is one called The Cotton Mill Man.